Вы сейчас будете выполнять тест по аудированию. Во время его выполнения перед каждым заданием дана пауза, с тем, чтобы вы смогли просмотреть вопросы к заданию, а также паузы после первичного и повторного предъявления аудиотекста для внесения ответов. По окончании выполнения всего раздела «Аудирование» перенесите свои ответы в бланки ответов. Вы услышите 6 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего 1-6 и утверждениями, данными в списке AG. Используйте каждое утверждение, обозначенное соответствующей буквой, только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись 2. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker 1.
Yes, I do read quite a lot, books and magazines. But if you ask me what my favourite books are, I'd have to say books for kids. I've got 2 kids of my own, and once they finish reading a book, they pass it on to me. Children's literature these days is just so good. Take Harry Potter, for example. Much funnier and more exciting than books written for adults.
Speaker 2.
I've always loved reading, ever since I was a young child. I can remember so clearly my mum teaching me to read. I loved every minute of it. Whether I'll ever actually manage to write a book of my own in the future, I don't know. But I'd really love to. It must be wonderful to see your name on the front of a book in all the bookshops. I'm so jealous of writers.
Speaker 3.
Well, I've got 2 twins, Sammy and Denise, and they're both 3 years old now, so they're learning how to read right now. We read every day. I read to them first, and then I try to get them to read the words back to me. I think Denise is a little better than Sammy so far, but they're very competitive, so I'm sure that'll change.
Speaker 4.
I've got hundreds of books at home, most of which I haven't read yet, to be honest. And that's the problem, time. When you're a kid, there seems to be loads of time for reading, but it's not the same when you're an adult. The only time I have is on the train into work each morning. It's about a half-hour journey, so I always take a book with me. It's a nice start to the day. I'm usually too tired to read on the way home, though.
Speaker 5.
I'm definitely what you would call a lover of books, and I studied literature at university, actually, so I do like to think of myself as a bit of an expert. But, and this will surprise you, I almost never go into bookshops. It's not that I don't read. I do. But we've got a fantastic library in the town centre, so I get my books from there. I mean, what's the point of buying books when you can borrow them from a library for free?
Speaker 6.
I've always loved reading. And when I had children of my own, I thought it was very important to teach them to read at a young age. I took them to the library, and they used to enjoy it. But I don't see them with a book very often now. I blame the internet and video games. My children and their friends love them, so they don't touch books. It's a bit sad, I think.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you'll hear the text again. Speaker 1.
Yes, I do read quite a lot, books and magazines. But if you ask me what my favourite books are, I'd have to say books for kids. I've got two kids of my own, and once they finish reading a book, they pass it on to me. Children's literature these days is just so good. Take Harry Potter, for example. Much funnier and more exciting than books written for adults.
Speaker 2.
I've always loved reading, ever since I was a young child. I can remember so clearly my mum teaching me to read. I loved every minute of it. Whether I'll ever actually manage to write a book of my own in the future, I don't know. But I'd really love to. It must be wonderful to see your name on the front of a book in all the bookshops. I'm so jealous of writers.
Speaker 3.
Well, I've got two twins, Sammy and Denise, and they're both 3 years old now, so they're learning how to read right now. We read every day. I read to them first, and then I try to get them to read the words back to me. I think Denise is a little better than Sammy so far, but they're very competitive, so I'm sure that'll change.
Speaker 4.
I've got hundreds of books at home, most of which I haven't read yet, to be honest. And that's the problem, time. When you're a kid, there seems to be loads of time for reading, but it's not the same when you're an adult. The only time I have is on the train into work each morning. It's about a half-hour journey, so I always take a book with me. It's a nice start to the day. I'm usually too tired to read on the way home, though.
Speaker 5.
I'm definitely what you would call a lover of books, and I studied literature at university, actually, so I do like to think of myself as a bit of an expert. But, and this will surprise you, I almost never go into bookshops. It's not that I don't read, I do. But we've got a fantastic library in the town centre, so I get my books from there. I mean, what's the point of buying books when you can borrow them from a library for free?
Speaker 6.
I've always loved reading, and when I had children of my own, I thought it was very important to teach them to read at a young age. I took them to the library, and they used to enjoy it. But I don't see them with a book very often now. I blame the internet and video games. My children and their friends love them, so they don't touch books. It's a bit sad, I think.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.